Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, we'll take a look at the legislature with Fred Locken, professor of political science at Truckee Meadows Community College, for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
All systems check. All right, Sam, let's go check out some D&D roof.
Hey, Ken. From up here, you can really tell the difference a quality D&D roof makes.
You're right, Sam. With our experience, knowledge, and staff, nothing compares to a D&D roof.
Hey, look down there. It's our D&D roofing crew.
I'll bank the plane. We can get a closer look. Sam! You watch your company's bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Fred Locken. He is professor of political science at Truckee Meadows Community College and a whole lot more, but it would take a half an hour to list all your titles. So as we're taping this, it's the first week of the legislative session. We're playing this back the following week. What are your thoughts before they get us into any trouble? And I'm kidding, of course.
Well, no, I think it's always the pins and needles point. I mean, a brand new governor and a brand new almost supermajority in both chambers, a real change from what has been the Republican dominance for the last two decades. So there's just a gigantic question mark on this legislative session. I think the early signs are very promising. Although there's a lot of newness or inexperience in the building and across the way in the governor's office, and so that can always be the wild card. But so far, it looks like there's an earnest level to keep communication open. They're working together. This is a governor who's hands-on so far, unlike, say, a Gibbons, who never wanted to walk across to the legislature. They, in essence, seem to be on agreement for most of the agenda at this point that they will push. I thought the governor offering a bit of an olive branch and working with a very small Republican minority was tactful and kind of the way politics should be working. So some of the early signs, I think, are rather promising.
With term limits having finally taken over completely, we're looking at a situation here where truly the governor and the lobbyists are the major power, aren't they?
They are. The lobbyists, even more so, let's face it. I mean, every elected official there to represent the people is on a short leash. And the lobbyists are there for decades. And so we started to see, even under the Sandoval administration, as the true effects of the term limits kicked in, the first hearings where you're getting freshman legislators having to chair a committee. So that's a double whammy for your first day in the legislature. And who was there explaining how it worked? About the lobbyist. And it was all accepted. So my heart has taken several jumps on that issue. Term limits are disastrous. They take the voice of the people out of our political process and empower bureaucrats and lobbyists. And we are now seeing that in Carson City.
Now, I will say something in favor of lobbyists, of whom I have many friends, is that the best lobbyists will present both sides of an issue and will be honest with their political friends, because if they are caught lying, then they're done. And so there is great motivation for lobbyists to have integrity in present. Now, of course, they're going to present their client's case strongly, but they need to give both sides. Otherwise, you know, they're really not doing the service that the politicians need.
And I fully agree with you. I like to see it as one of the odd Nevada effects, because it is small, and because it is Nevada. I mean, many of the lobbyists I've met are decent people of integrity. But we do know by looking at other states that this is a system that evolves. And we are seeing a generational change in Carson City, even since I've come to the state. And I just would argue, I don't know that it's always going to be that way. I think the medium to long-term threats to Nevada are significant with that. That's just not the way it should work. A full-time legislature should not be a crazy idea. Rethinking the idea of term limits should not be seen as a crazy idea, because that's what we need to literally make the government more representative and to allow it to gain the experience and the ability to exercise power on behalf of the people.
On the other side, and there's always another
side.
If you serve in both houses, you can spend 24 years there.
And that's true. You can.
So that's pretty much two-thirds of a career.
Still not a Raja career.
True.
But you are there a long time. Again, though, you are taking something out from those who used to, like a Bill Raja, who spent all of his time in the state Senate. I mean, that it's the voters that decide. If they're not happy, it is really where the power of democracy is supposed to be. But what we saw is, even in a Bill Raggio with all that power, was someone that was doing things in the best interest of the state, had a very strong sense, couldn't get hoodwinked. You know, that's when lobbyists knew they were very much at their best behavior. He knew everybody. He knew the background on everything. And many other legislators in the building did as well. So it's not quite the same. I mean, you move along very quickly in the state assembly in chewing up your term limit in those two-year increments. The state Senate, I just think we shouldn't put autopilot into a democracy. We should let the voters decide. And especially with a part-time legislature and in a situation where we will have probably more than 700 lobbyists, both paid and unpaid, in the legislative chamber talking to 63 elected officials, it's a pretty insane spot. And then don't factor out bureaucrats who always have their own agendas for what they can get for budgets and buildings and priorities. And they, of course, are there for decades, and the lobbyists are there for decades, and our elected officials are not.
So the biggest danger any time that you have the governor's office or the presidency and both houses being of the same party, you have the danger of one side going too far in their direction. So in this case, it would be the Democrats going too far to the left. Is that a big danger that you see, or is the leadership in both the Senate and the Assembly wise enough to know that that is not good, a good path to go on? And to add further to this mix, that you have a governor who I believe that if he lived anywhere but Clark County, would be a moderate Republican.
Strong analysis that I would agree with. It's kind of the funny thing, because we saw that in 2015. And we had Brian Sandoval as governor having to use vetoes to check his own party and to find, you know, that wisdom of what he should let through. And we're going to be revisiting a number of those issues in 2019. So some came through that really did irritate the Democrats, prevailing wage, all those kinds of issues. Yes, it's kind of funny in American politics. You generally find the happiest medium is divided government. Voters prefer it. They don't trust anybody, and they kind of like both parties both the executive and legislature keeping a check on each other. But it's sometimes easier to govern when you do have to compromise and find middle ground, because both parties are in control. In this particular instance, I agree with you completely about Sisolak. A very fiscal conservative, and he's performed that through his time on the Board of Regents and in his involvement in Clark County government. And that fiscal conservatism, I think, is one of the major breaks on party activity this session in the Assembly and Senate as a result, coupled with good leadership that's more moderated. It's a strong progressive wing, so they'll have to find some things that they can provide some give on, but I think it's going to be a pretty balanced agenda.
Harry Reid pulled off the impossible by getting Jim Jeffries to move over to become an independent and caucus with the Democrats, which gave Harry Reid the 60 votes he needed. Do you see the Democrats having enough to offer to one of the Republicans to pull them over in the Senate and then have supermajorities in both houses? Because then the governor would be, as they say, irrelevant.
And that could lead to a different legislative session. I think that although it's a small caucus, it's a pretty loyal caucus. I don't see anyone that's that vulnerable to being persuaded. What I do think is that the governor built into the state of the state a number of bargaining chips that would allow for some things to go off the agenda. So they're there in the beginning, but Republicans are very much concerned about those, and I think they'd have to pick amongst them who would be the sacrificial lamb. We've seen that in every legislative session to get the budget passed. But I think they could do that over issues like collective bargaining or, you know, some of the union, pro-union issues that they put up there that really reflect a pretty aggressive, progressive agenda and could be tempered just to get the two-thirds vote they need in the state Senate.
Do you think that some of the freshman legislators are excited at the prospect of change, but don't realize how the system works, and therefore change comes very slowly, not quickly?
Oh, I think all of us in life learn that lesson the hard way. They're gonna, you really do feel, especially since you see the numbers that are in your favor, oh, this is gonna be the amazing session. But government in America has always balanced itself. Too much change is even hard for the public to embrace. Sometimes in our model, you go through a couple legislative sessions just to really make sure. We saw that even with, you know, things like medical marijuana or whatever. It took a long time to get that implemented in the state of Nevada.
Ridiculous amount of time.
Yes. Even now is not as heavily used as you would think. I mean, obviously, the arrival of recreational is just blowing away the medical marijuana proceeds. But even now, it's still remarkably low key. I know people that still go to like California rather than try to deal with it in Nevada. But I think that there are some tempering elements built in to the agenda. The freshmen will learn, I think, pretty quickly about how things get stuck in committee and how maybe they don't move through. They have to learn to play with the others. They need to be able to wheel and deal a bit and find the compromise within their own caucus. Otherwise, their agenda doesn't get to move over to the other chamber. All of that will be the reality of the next several months. For sure.
And the other reality is that lobbyists also raise up significant funding for re-election campaigns. And if you don't play ball, then the odds are that you're not going to get that funding. And we'll see where that goes.
Exactly. We see actually a pretty sizable turnover this time. And I think it's a lot of legislators, especially on the Democratic side, that are a little disillusioned with the realities of governance. But I'm not an apologist for government, but I think it's a balancing act, and there are competing interests, and that's where they get resolved. And so I love the people who dream and are enthusiastic and committed to ideas for the 21st century for Nevada. I can assure them they'll be listened to, but some of them are on a long path to seeing fulfillment.
All right, let's take a break. More with Fred Locken when we come back.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Yeah.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today.
Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Fred Locken. He's a professor of political science at Truckee Meadows Community College. Are the Democrats going to have a major problem with the number of candidates that are vying for the chance to be president? Wouldn't it be better for the Democrats behind closed doors to agree on who they want and then run a campaign? Because unseating a president, whoever they are, is a very difficult thing.
Yes. In a perfect world, that's how it used to work, right? I mean, the parties actually had some control, and they either at the local, state, or national level, are kind of the gatekeepers in controlling the volume, the tenor, and the texture of the candidates that are going to run. But we're in rarefied air in the 21st century. We saw it unravel with the Republicans in 2015-16, and we're now going to be treated to it on the Democratic side. I'm always amazed at the sheer number of people that think they can be presidential based on the lack of experience, whether it's a mayor of Indiana or even, this is heretical, I know, but O'Rourke, I mean, a member of the House, not long serving, but a good fundraiser. Is that enough to serve as president of the United States? We used to have a higher standard, I guess.
I give you Barack Obama.
Exactly.
I mean, he was a first-term United States senator. Former senator, spent running for president, with not much of a record out of Illinois, which makes him a perfect candidate. The less you know about a person, the easier it is to run their candidacy, the less of a history they have. If they have a legislative history anywhere, then that's the attack mode for whoever the opposition is.
And I would give you Donald Trump as sort of the son of Obama with absolutely no government experience bankrupt four times, that somehow qualified him to be president of the United States.
Okay, so I have to step in here on the bankruptcy issue.
Okay.
So the bankruptcy laws exist to get people from a negative position into a more positive position or out of a position completely if the bankruptcy goes to where they lose everything. And many major corporations and individuals use the bankruptcy laws to get themselves to a better place. And I give you, for example, my good friends at Caesars Entertainment, who had at their highest debt a couple of years ago, more debt than the city of Detroit when it declared bankruptcy. They had over $18 billion. The main two partners that owned the company, when I say partners, the two corporations, TPG and Apollo, were forced to put up $4 billion to cut the deal, but they shed $10 billion worth of debt. Now Caesars Entertainment, still with a pretty significant amount of debt, is opening up casinos, refurbishing properties, looking very strongly at getting a license in Japan. Bankruptcy is not a terrible thing in the business world. It might be a terrible thing for you or I if we went through a personal bankruptcy and lost everything and had to start from the beginning. But in business, it's part of business. And I don't think that the majority of people understand that Donald Trump made his way through there and still has, you know, at least a billion or two in the bank. So, I mean, you know, bankruptcy is not a terrible thing in the business world and in the court system.
And I certainly have had this discussion with others. For me, of course, it's the succession of failures that leads to that massive debt in the first place that then allows for this business technique of bankruptcy to be used. We in the case of Donald Trump...
Have you
Trump,
ever been in business?
No, I have not.
Okay, so failure is staring you in the face from the minute that you say, I'm going to be in business. I mean, you know, you talked... I have been fortunate enough to know a couple of billionaires. And their line to me is, if you haven't gone bankrupt two or three times, you're really not doing it right. I mean, that's just part of being in business. You take an idea that perhaps somebody else hasn't thought of, or you're taking a chance in a market, you go out there, you invest your money, you invest your investors' money, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. I mean, if we didn't have that, our capitalist system, you know, would itself be bankrupt. You have to have people willing to take that chance and risk it all for the chance at success.
Well, I struggle with the analogy of bringing that into the public sector and governing. So you know, we can go to war. If the war doesn't work out, we don't have the option of filing bankruptcy and taking another run at it. So I'm not sure that the business mentality that may work in making a fortune has a lot of relevance in the discourse of our foreign and domestic policy.
Yes, but I agree with you there. But what I'm saying is that I don't think that disqualifies you, you know, except in the court of public opinion, from being able to move forward with your life. I mean, that's one of the things about bankruptcy is you're supposed to be ending a chapter and moving forward. And whether you do it with nothing and have to build up from the ground up, or whether you're able, like Caesars or Station Casinos, for example, mm-hmm. They shed, I believe, $6 billion in their bankruptcy, and they are thriving across southern Nevada and in other areas of the country. And so it's a way for people to be able to resuscitate themselves and move forward. At last count, I believe Station Casinos had 25,000 employees in southern Nevada. I mean, they're a major player. I wouldn't disqualify either of the Fertitta brothers from getting into the political world, despite the fact that they went through that bankruptcy. So I'm just saying that mm-hmm. there's a balance there. It's very easy to say in a political campaign, well, so-and-so went bankrupt four times, why should they be considered? Now, if you look at the other question, which is should business be run as a government, I think we've learned a lesson there.
Amen to that. We also, it's how you finance your way out of those debts in that bankruptcy, which is playing into the investigations about Russian influence, because certainly we'll be waiting to find out. But because those records are often sealed, and there is speculation that Russian financiers were responsible for financing the last exit.
And the most important word there is speculation. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. At Design Outdoor, we specialize in all hardscapes, pavers, and walls you'll need for everything, from wonderful small yards to full-blown outdoor living. And we only refer the best contractors to make your vision a reality. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and because I represent men in all family law matters, women often call me gender traitor, woman hater, and even disgusting. So why represent men and target myself with these offensive monikers? It's simple. Children with fathers in their lives are 6 times less likely to drop out of school, 15 times less likely to go to prison, and 5 times less likely to commit suicide. So ladies, you can hate me, but please love your children more than you hate their fathers.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. And a lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Fred Larkin of Truckee Meadows Community College, professor of political science. So go back to my original question, which is the number of candidates running on the Democratic side, does it hurt?
Yeah, and in terms of what we understand for politics, it does. It is so confusing to the electorate that they really don't pay as much attention, and all of this is just gearing up for the primary in the Democratic side. On the other hand, there are those that have always argued that it does stimulate a lot of interest. It's just the failure sometimes, like we saw with Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, of dividing a party, that they don't get the level of support and energy that they need in the fall election. And the Democrats are at big risk this time because of the number of candidates.
And the president already raising significant funds on his side. The Republicans are firmly aligned behind him. I don't think there's going to be any shortage of money for Donald Trump unless something happens legally that gets in his way.
I agree. This is very much like Nixon deja vu. I mean, he got through his first term into his second term before all of it started to unravel. It may or may not unravel for this president.
It's going to be fascinating to watch. You know, the politics has become such an incredible financial driver for news organizations. If Trump is involved in a story, that is going to be a huge story, and that's why the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Wall Street Journal, all the major networks are all running Trump all the time. And there's a story, in as we record this, in today's New York Times about how huge their digital subscription is now and their print subscription and how much money they're making, and it's all because of the interest in Donald Trump. It's really fascinating to watch.
And we're going to have more of it.
I believe so. Fred Locken, always a pleasure, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also download podcasts of the show free of charge wherever you get your podcasts. And you can go to our YouTube channel now as well. All ways to watch Nevada Newsmakers. We'll see you on the next broadcast.